Hey everyone, welcome back to the Overthinking Override. I'm your host, Orr Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is a doozy: letting go of fear and embracing courage. Ever feel like fear has got you wrapped in a cozy, but suffocating, blanket? You know that feeling when you know you want to do something amazing, something that lights your soul on fire, but those pesky little doubts start whispering in your ear. What if you fail? What if people laugh? What if you're not good enough? Ugh, I feel ya. But here's the thing, fear is a liar. It's that sneaky little gremlin who thrives on what ifs and worst case scenarios. It wants to keep you safe, yes, but it also wants to keep you small, stagnant, and oh so predictable. And let's be real, life's too short for predictability. We deserve to live with a bold splash of color, don't we? So today, we're going to dive headfirst into how to ditch those fear-filled thought patterns and step boldly into the realm of courage. Get ready to unlock a whole new level of awesome because you are capable of achieving incredible things. Trust me on this. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer your fears and embrace the beautiful messiness of living with courage. First, recognize that fear is just an emotion, not a fact. It doesn't define you, it's just something you're feeling. Imagine fear as a wave crashing on the shore. You can let it wash over you and knock you down, or you can stand tall and watch it roll back out to sea. Second, identify your fears. What are those pesky little whispers holding you back? Write them down. Facing them head on is like shining a light in the dark corners of your mind. Once you see them clearly, their power diminishes. Remember, naming your fear is the first step to conquering it. You've got this. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, but remember, you have the power to reprogram that narrative. When those fear-inducing thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support this? What would I tell my best friend who was thinking this? Often, our fears are based on assumptions and past experiences rather than reality. Fourth, take small steps outside your comfort zone. Remember that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither is courage. Start with tiny actions that challenge your fear. Public speaking got you tongue-tied? Try joining a Toastmasters group. Want to start your own business but feeling overwhelmed? Take an online course on entrepreneurship. Celebrate those little victories because they build momentum and confidence. And finally, remember that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Every failed attempt is a valuable lesson learned, a stepping stone towards achieving your goals. So embrace those missteps, dust yourself off, and keep going. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of showcasing her work in an art gallery. She's got the skills, the passion, but fear whispers doubts into her ear. What if people don't like my art? What if I'm not good enough? Sarah lets these fears hold her back for months, letting her talents languish in a dusty corner. Then one day, she decides to take a chance. She enters a local art competition. The result? Sarah wins. Her fear didn't vanish overnight, but she took that courageous step, and it opened doors she never thought possible. See what I mean? It's all about starting small, pushing past those limitations you've set for yourself, and believing in your own awesomeness. So, remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing what needs to be done even when fear is present. You are capable of achieving incredible things, but it starts with that first courageous step. Let me leave you with this. Embrace the unknown, trust your instincts, and never let fear dim your light. Now go out there and conquer your fears. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of courage, leave a review if you're feeling inspired, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep overthinking, but remember to override those limiting beliefs.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.